You're listening to SBS News.
On Earth Day, world leaders took a stand to save the planet, vowing to cut emissions as part of the Global Climate Summit. While most countries did not suggest new emission goals at the two-day event, leaders do want to minimise global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. A European Green Deal aims to make Europe carbon neutral by 2050, and greenhouse gas emissions are set to be reduced by at least 55% over the next 9 years. One of the big polluters, the United States, plans to reduce its emissions by 50%, targeting power plants, cars, and other sectors. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Australia has missed out on an opportunity.
Australia has to get its act together. And in the lead up to the Glasgow conference later this year, there'll be real pressure on Australia to lift its game and to show that it's serious about tackling climate change.
Greenpeace UK's head of climate says targets alone won't lead to emission cuts because that requires policy and money. While Greenpeace Australia Pacific's David Ritter told SBS News, Scott Morrison and the government are failing to deliver.
So a target is a start, but then what you need is the mechanisms to ensure that you achieve that target. And in Australia, the truth is we don't have a target, we don't have mechanisms, and we don't have an honest policy debate about achieving the target.
Mr. Morrison says Australia is on the way to net zero and it'll focus on how to decrease emissions rather than set new targets. After his appearance at the summit, Mr. Morrison pledged to harness technology to make changes and contribute to a net zero economy.
Australia, we have our plan. We're working to our plan in Australia's national interests. We have unique challenges here in Australia with the structure and size and complexion of our economy, as well as the amazing habitats.
The Climate Council's Professor Leslie Hughes is concerned Australia is becoming internationally isolated and not realising its full potential.
Reaching net zero by 2035 would mean that Australia is doing its fair share for the global effort to combat climate change. Australia should be and could be a renewables powerhouse. We have abundant natural resources, solar and wind.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is emphasising that the government is investing in renewable energy.
So our commitments are very clear. Australians are also installing renewable energy with solar panels on their roofs.
The Climate Council's Greg Mullins says Australia's economy is under threat without firm action.
The Biden administration in the US putting climate at the centre of their administration, that's a very clear signal to Australia and the rest of the world that it's time to step up and stop pretending.
Greens leader Adam Band agrees Australia's safety is at risk because he says the federal government is failing to protect the country.
The United States gets it. It is doubling its ambition. Canada is increasing its ambition. Japan is increasing its ambition. But Australia isn't, because Scott Morrison is still wedded to coal and gas.
Mr. Bant says the outcomes from the summit are optimistic, but he is calling for urgent action over the next decade in the lead-up to 2030. An annual UN climate meeting is scheduled to be held in Scotland this November. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.